Death solves all problems. No man, no problem. So declared Joseph Stalin, the murderous tyrant whose own death arrived on March 5, 1953, 5 months after the birth of Vladimir Putin. Stalin's death solved a great problem for his vast nation's countless suffering citizens. His ultimate successor, Nikita Khrushchev, would denounce Stalin and his crimes of Stalin's speech. And speaking of crimes, it's difficult to find a worse criminal in today's Russia or anywhere in the world than Vladimir Putin. Putin clearly subscribes to Stalin's death recipe. Back in July, he had his old friend Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Wagner Group leader who had led a rebellion against him, blown out of the sky with a conveniently timed airplane explosion. This past February, he had his main political rival, Alexei Navalny, eliminated in a Siberian gulag. Death solves all problems. No man, no problem. One person who doesn't feel so glib about death is Alexei Navalny's widow, Yulia, the mother of his two children. Both Yulia and Alexei's own mother received reports that their loved one's corpse showed significant signs of bruising, even as Kremlin officials told them that he had died of something they called sudden death syndrome. They insisted that Alexei's body cannot be sent home until an official investigation is completed, one of unknown duration. How Stalin-esque. How Putin-esque. Yulia is, of course, outraged. She accuses Vladimir Putin of being downright demonic. Yes, she actually used those words. In his mistreatment of her husband. Choice words. Her words ought to be a wake-up call to the weird American Putinists who find reasons to defend and sometimes even praise the Russian despot. Among their reasons, they see Putin as a faithful Russian traditionalist and Christian. From Yulia's vantage, however, she discerns quite the opposite. She says, quote, "We already knew that Putin's faith was fake, but now we see it more clearly than ever before. No true Christian could ever do what Putin is now doing with Alexei's body." She continued, pleading to the dictator Putin in a message on YouTube, quote, "Give us back the body of my husband. We want to hold a funeral service and bury him in a humane way, in the ground, as is customary in Orthodox Christianity," unquote. In an interesting juxtaposition, Yulia noted that her husband actually was a devout Christian whose faith inspired his views and his courage. In fact, Alexei Navalny not only went to church, but in the gulag, he was actually fasting during the Lenten season. Yes, even while in a Siberian prison. Alexei Navalny made sacrifices. Putin, in turn, sacrificed Alexei. But more to the point, Alexei Navalny's elimination helps Vladimir Putin solve another problem. Namely, Navalny now no longer exists to challenge Vlad's next presidential election this March 2024. And that election has been the next pivotal episode in the deadly authoritarian rule of Vladimir Putin, which has taken this winding road. Namely, on December 31, 1999, Boris Yeltsin, Russia's first freely elected president ever, in the country's long history, announced he was resigning the presidency, which at that point in his two terms had only a few months remaining. Yeltsin was worn out, and so he turned over the reins to his prime minister, Vladimir Putin. Putin then duly stood for the presidential election in March of 2000. He won easily and fairly. 4 years later, he won handily again, and at that point, frankly, honestly, was a popular president. Putin liked the job so much that he found a way after March 2008 to exceed the 2 4-year term limits on the president, according to the Russian Constitution. By 2020 and 2021, through a referendum and a new Russian law, Putin creatively created a way to allow himself to run for 2 more presidential terms, this time 6-year terms, potentially extending his rule into 2030 and even 2036. So if you're keeping track with all of my dates here, former KGB Lieutenant Colonel Vladimir Putin, his reign should have ended in March 2008. It's now up to 2024, headed for 2030, and will frankly continue as long as a 71-year-old desires to stay in power. When Alexei Navalny was alive, Vladimir Putin had a viable popular competitor, even as Navalny really had no chance in a rigged game. But with Navalny altogether eliminated, Putin could run virtually uncontested. After all, death solves all problems. No man, no problem. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.